Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world.
Your number's not showing up. My number's not showing up.
In India, namaste. In Japan, konnichiwa. In Korea, annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt,
assalamualaikum.
In Ghana, assalamu. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, Salbona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu Alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Not showing up on the floor. Y'all just bear with us. Okay, I can't hear anything. Why don't I hear anything? I hear nothing. Here's nothing. Naima?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I get nothing but feedback. I don't see my number on the switchboard. I don't see your number on the switchboard. Maybe I'll end the call and see what happens. Will I end the call? Will that disrupt the show? No, it shouldn't.
No, just check. You mean like you ended
on Direct Connect.
Okay. No, you can still dial back in.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't say end show.
Out of this and just start all over because nothing seems to.
There we go.
Okay, I'm going to play the opening again just to see if it plays.
Okay.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
By the grace of the Creator, we are still here. We are still broadcasting, and for that, we are most grateful. And we're grateful for you today, too. Today is Monday, July 26th. How was your weekend? How's the weather? Nice, hot, muggy, wherever you are. We're in Chicago, and it's in the 90s here, so we are just huffing and puffing and walking real slow because it's hot as hell. And I'm just loving every minute of it because, you know, in Chicago in a few days, a few months, it'll feel like it will be so cold here. We'll be wishing for these 90 days. So I am not complaining at all. I just keep a towel with me and I just wipe the sweat just like I'm doing now. It is Monday, July 26th. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If today's your birthday, you're celebrating, guess what? We're celebrating with you. So. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day to my niece, Kavita. I'm sorry, Nita. You know, Auntie is aging gracefully, but she has a tendency to forget names. You know, somebody looking you in your face and you calling somebody else a name. I used to wonder why my elders would do that. Now I'm an elder and I understand, so forgive me.
Happy birthday, sweetie. Happy birthday to my niece, Nita. My first niece, as a matter of fact. I think she's in her 50s now, I do believe. So, happy earthly birthday, born to you, dear. May you have many, many more. And I hope you see this video, too. Oh, and let us keep those who are sick and shut in, the afflicted, the non-believers, and those who are just having a hard time. And I did have, well, yeah, I did know. But there's a lot of stress. They are comparing it to the post-traumatic stress syndrome era, in which we all have it, especially now with all the drama that's and comedy that's going on. Dramedy, I'll say it. As Viata said in her show last night on The Female Solution, we are now entering into the twilight. And if you don't know what I mean, go back and listen to the show last night. You feel like you're in it. And that's exactly what I said to myself. I said, this feels a lot like the twilight zone. If you are under the age of 50, you probably won't know. You may have heard your parents talk about the Twilight Zone. Well, I'm here to tell you, baby, we are living it right here, right now. And we'll talk about more about that later, but right about now. What's in the news? Simone Biles. She's in Tokyo. Girlfriend is not keeping her mouth closed, and I ain't mad at her. Say what's on your mind. That's how you do that. And the competition is going on in Japan, and there's just so much going on all over the world. If you're listening online, we appreciate this morning. You can join the conversation after the 7:30 hour. We'll be taking calls at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we'll open your mouth. Mic. Open your mouth, right? You've heard Dr. Gabor Maté. If you haven't, you need to hear him, because we, as a people, as a human species, we are all connected, whether we know it or like it or believe it, we are. And we all have trauma. And I realize this, and I'm working with my trauma, and I hope that you will begin to work with yours, too. Anyway, he has a movie rebroadcasting July 28th, so that's Wednesday. Today is Monday the 26th, so that's going to be Wednesday the 28th until August 1st. And you have got to see this featuring the wisdom of trauma. The wisdom of trauma. What brought him to my attention was heard about him on Viata's show. She's the queen of YouTube. If it's on YouTube, she's going to find it and share it with us. So thank you, Viata, for sharing that information with us about Dr. Gabor Maté. I signed up for his emails, and I get them. And this is one of the ones that you can go back and see it, because it's playing from July 28th to August 1st. Tell everybody you know this section right here. At 7:13 this morning, you need to remind yourself to tell everyone to see Dr. Gabor Maté. And plus, it'll be showing a rebroadcast of the show, Talks on Trauma, teaching series, because we've all got trauma. We all have trauma. And if you don't have trauma, you think you don't have trauma, but you do, but this is Dr. Gabor. The wisdom of trauma. And trauma can teach us many, many things that we may not want to know, but it's there and it's available, so I thought I'd share that with you. If you're watching us on social media this morning, we're on Facebook.com, HLN TV show. See the little logo right there, HLN. Can you see that? Yeah, the planet's in the way. Also on my page, Zelda Speaks, and on Twitter and Instagram, Instagram is Zelda Speaks to You. The number 2 and the letter U. But we have a new page on Instagram. I'm going to see if I can pull it up for you, because, you know, I'm always working on ways in which to find funding for the homeless project, because ever since my little brother was murdered by another homeless man in Tent City, I made a promise to the residents there that I would continue to help them fight for their struggles. in finding shelter and just being of service any kind of way we can. So that's what I've been doing. So you'll see the information scrolling at the bottom. Oh, wow. That is a show sponsored by Dr. Jason Lee Smith of Wicker Park. But I'm looking for the information what am I trying to find for you? Oh, the new Instagram site we have, It is called the HLN Homeless Project. And can you see that? And that's the promo I did this morning. I'm trying to see where you can see the HLN Project. Anyway, I'll put it in the comments. It's the HLN-Homeless-Project on Instagram. HLN-Homeless-Project. And that is a Instagram site that you can go to and you can purchase items, so you get something. We're just not asking for money, but we're actually selling items that will help produce income to buy the homeless whatever it is they need. We've been getting them generators and heaters, and it's coming. They're going to need it, and blankets and coats and all that good stuff. And, you know, people just need little incidentals. We take it for granted. We go to the store and get this, that, and the other. We don't think about the people that's out there lying on the ground, you know. So next time you go to the store, just grab an extra something and take it with you when you're out and about. Because, you know, they don't have to be in a camp up under a viaduct. They can be right there in your neighborhood. So just know that somebody is always in need. Anyway, so that's what we're doing. So if you want to go to the HLN.homeless.project on Instagram, you can buy something there and you can donate something there. And it's all tax deductible because Higher Learning Network is a nonprofit agency, a 501c3, and donations are tax deductible. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and, of course, my YouTube, Higher Learning Zelda Speaks. No, it's not. It's not my YouTube. My YouTube channel is Zelda Speaks, okay? Oh, full of brain fog this morning. Anyway, it's hot in here. Y'all know I can't think straight when it's hot. Anyway, it's time for your traffic and weather. Sunny and hot today. Cooler by the lakefront. 91 degrees. Yes, 91 degrees. Traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are an entrepreneur or business owner and you are in business, you have services or products, and you are tired of paying cash for whatever it is that you need for your business, you can go to itex.com and go shopping immediately, and you get a $100 bonus when you use the name Zelda, Z-E-L-Z-A. Thank you, Richard Pickin. Always giving thanks for the ancestors who have come before us and made our way possible. And get the cool thing. Yes, the mayor of Bronzeville. Anyway, traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you'd like to go traveling now, we have our own travel agent with the female solution. That would be Deborah. She comes on the third Saturdays from 12 noon until 2 p.m. You can give her a call. And as we take a look at the roadways, CT and Metro, there are no reported delays, but there is an early traffic snarl due to a crash on Tui at Niles Center Road. That's in the north suburbs. And in Skokie at Niles Center Road, the lights are out due to that crash. As we take a look at Kennedy inbound, it's 30 minutes. O'Hare to downtown, 21 minutes on the outbound. On the Edens inbound, 18 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, that's old story, 35 minutes and 27 on the reverse. And near Damon Avenue, it slows down due to the traffic snarl at Mannheim Road. On the Stevenson, 30 minutes inbound, 17 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, 11 minutes in both directions. On the Bishop Ford, 12 in, 11 out. And Lakeshore Drive, 10 minutes in. And 9 minutes from 67th Street to downtown to the loop. You'll be glad to know that gas prices are rising. They say they're falling. I say they're lying. Gas prices are as high as they have ever been. I go all over the city, Chicagoland area, and they are just up and down and up and down. everywhere you go. Just keep gas in your car so you don't run out. That's all I say. Okay, Traffic and Weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTakes.com. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Be sure and check out, if you are a diabetic, go to diabeticdonuts.com. It's diabeticdonuts.com. And remember to set those VCRs for Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. See the Higher Learning Network TV show. Alrighty now. So, I forgot to mention coming up this Saturday, 12 noon until 2 p.m., excuse me, 1 p.m., it's 1 hour, 12 noon to 1 p.m., it is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, where our teens 13 to 19 are invited to send in their 1-minute video clip via YouTube. It's got to be a YouTube clip showcasing their natural gifts, talents, and abilities, whatever they are, singing, dancing, poetry, spoken word, writing, directing, producing, whatever. This coming Saturday, we have a young dancer from last week. Well, actually, all the contestants are from last month because there was a problem on YouTube voting, so we're going to open up the voting to YouTube and Facebook. Facebook.com, HLN TV show, as well as YouTube, so we don't have that issue. Anyway, it's time for your Monday morning meditation, taken from Inspirational Conversations with Shalom with Israel, and I'm reading for from July 25th. It says, listening with a compassionate heart. You'll hear things you've never heard before. Speak with humility. Welcome the opportunity to live from a state of ecstasy instead of complacency. Why? Because universal law is immutable. It does not work for some and not work for others. The goal of the soul is for you to live your life according to the divine plan which has already been written. Are you following it? You can tell by the level of excitement you have about your life's work, family, and relationships. If passion doesn't show up in the areas that you desire, then show up for one of our passion seminars, our meditation seminars, coming up shortly. And join me on the journey of discovering your passion and your purpose, and keep your passion alive, because it's the only thing that will keep you in times of despair and trials and tribulations. Inspirational Conversations with Shalom Israel, a.k.a. Zelda Speaks, available at ZeldaSpeaks.com. Proceeds benefit the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, because we need to give them cash, we give them prizes, we give them t-shirts, we give them gifts, so we want to do something to encourage our youth, because they catch hell every day, all day. I would not want to be a young person at this point in my life, okay? So let us keep them in our prayers. And let us keep in mind that it is time for Monday Morning Mindfulness. And today we will be sitting up straight in our chairs, feet flat on the floor, nothing but our hearts open, mouth closed, eyes closed. And we will begin to breathe in and breathe out. And you should not be looking at anything but the inside of your life. Your the inside of your eyelids. We breathe in. And as we breathe out. So we'll breathe in through the nose, hold it, and then exhale. Okay, so let's do that together. This is part of the Monday morning mindfulness meditation. As we breathe in through the nose, hold it. And see, that feels good already, doesn't it? Breathe in once more. Hold it. Breathing in slows the body down. It relaxes the system. When you are tense and nervous and full of anxiety, that's why you breathe in. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Now keep breathing in and breathing out on your own. And it's okay if your thoughts are all over the place. That's what thoughts do. They run around, run amok in your head. But you can calm those thoughts down and you can direct those thoughts with the power of your mind. So let's breathe in and keep that focus on the breath, which is the gut right here. breathe in. Focusing on the breath, giving thanks for the power of the breath because someone somewhere is not as fortunate as you. They may have a trachea in their throat. They may have congestive heart failure. They may have all kinds of breathing and lung diseases. But look at you, breathing all on your own. Go, God. All right, man. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. See, you're preparing your body for the day so that it will know to relax anytime you take a long, deep breath. Let's inhale once more. And bring those arms out and stretch. Oh, yeah, like a cat does in the morning, early in the morning. Oh, that feels good. Stretch, stretch. Stretch. Oh, stretch, 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 stretch. Yes, that feels good, doesn't it? Work those shoulders. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Remember focusing on the breath. See your mind's eye in your stomach because that's the only thing that you want to focus on. Inhale deeply. Bringing the power of the breath to the top of the head, filling the breath, the energy in the breath moving down through the face and the chin and the shoulders as we inhale deeply. Sending love and light and energy throughout each breath, bringing the power of the breath down through the shoulders and the arms and the elbows and the wrists. Feel free to wiggle it all. And inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the power of the breath, sending more love, light, and energy through the breath, down through the shoulders and the solar plexus and the chest and the sides and the back. As we breathe in. And as we breathe out, letting all the air out, going down, breathing and giving thanks for the power and the energy that is moving through our stomach and our hips and our back and our buttocks and our thighs and our knees. Yes, rub those glorious thighs and knees because they keep us mobile. If we are not walking, we may not be mobile. We need to sweat every single day and walk it. If you can't get to the gym, just go outside and walk in this hot ass sun, and I promise you, you'll get some exercise. Because sweating is the lotion that keeps you here. Sweating is the lotion. It's the lotion for your body that keeps you here as we breathe in. And as we breathe out once more, rubbing those thighs and those knees and those legs, just showing them love as we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, sending more breaths of love and light and energy down through the ankles and the arches and the toes. Feel free to wiggle those toes. Sending that energy back up through the toes and the top and the bottom of the feet and the heels. As we inhale, giving thanks for the energy that is constantly moving around in our legs, all the millions and trillions of cells that are moving with the energy that we bring back to the knees, bringing it in as we inhale, bringing more love and light and energy back up through the thighs and the buttocks and the back as we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, inhale deeply, and exhale. Doesn't that feel good? Just breathing in and breathing out. Who'd have thunk that just breathing in would make you feel so good? Yeah, I did say thunk. Inhale deeply. Bringing that energy back up through the back and through the shoulders. Will you take your hands and just massage those shoulders? Yeah, that's where we keep all of our energy trapped in those shoulders. Inhale deeply. Oh, yeah. Sending love and light and energy down through the shoulders where all of the trapped energy is. We release it with the power of our breath right here, right now, giving thanks as we take these three fingers, two fingers and a thumb, rub the back of the neck. That's the vagus nerve that sends all the electrical energy from the back of the neck to the tip of your spine. You are sending love and light and energy to your immune system, which is what the vagus nerve does. It protects everything in the body that's in the bile. Still massaging the back of the neck, the vagus nerve, as we give thanks, rubbing those shoulders, sending love and light and energy back up through the head. Inhale deeply. And exhale. And just marinate in all that good breath. All that love and light and energy that you have sent your breath, your body this morning through the power of your breath as you inhale deeply. And exhale. You see, when you inhale, you're sending signals to the body to rest. So it relaxes. So you are in control of the stress in your life. Rest and digest, and everything's okay. Long, deep breaths relax the system. So when you're tense, all you have to do is breathe in and breathe out. So let's take one long, last, deep inhale deeply. And as we exhale, bring the head forward, slowly rotating the head to the right, to the left. That's why you're sitting up straight, so you don't get a little crook in your neck. Slowly bringing the head around, all the way around to the right. Slowly, slowly, slow down, moving too fast. Bring it back around to the front. Head up, inhale deeply. And as you exhale, bring your chin to your chest. Slowly rotate, bringing your head down, slowly rotating your head to the right, slowly, 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 and slowly bringing your head back around to the back and slowly to the left, slowly, slowly, slowly bringing your head around to the front, head up, inhale deeply, look to the left as far as you possibly can, stretching the neck, feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck, inhale deeply. Bringing your head back front and center and turning your head to the right as far as you possibly can and feeling the stretch in the left of your neck. Oh, yes, that feels good. You feel that? Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. And see, this is something that you can do every day all on your own. When you are feeling stressed out, people are getting on your last nerves, cut everything off the phone, the computer, the laptop, everything. Cut it all off and just start breathing. And I promise you, it will make a difference in the quality of your life. So let us give thanks for all of the body parts that we have this morning, beginning with the brain, the heart, the liver, the lungs, the spleen, spine, all of our internal organs and processes and systems that work effortlessly for us, and all we have to do is breathe. Wow, how awesome this system is. That is your digestive system, the assimilation system, the elimination system, all those systems, and the trillions of cells. And the microbiome system, that's why it's important that you sweat, to keep that biome system that protects you, keep it in a sweatful state. That's right, get out and sweat so you can sweat away those poisons. That's why it's important that you sweat, because if you don't sweat, they just build up and you get sick. So get your sweat off. And if you are like I am and like many of us are, you simply say thanks. And two of the most powerful words on the planet, I am. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete. Say that with me, won't you? I am. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete. And so is my body. Because I am one with the one. And so it is. And that, my friends, is something you can practice on your own. There are more tips and techniques on my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks. Or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, so be sure and check it out. If you'd like to join the conversation this morning, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Aging in America, how will you look in your 70s? Well, I've got a young lady coming on by the name of Linda Stevens, who is in her 70s, and I almost called the woman alive when I first met her, because I was like, You are not in your 70s. Let me see your driver's license. That's what I said to her. We're going to talk to her coming back after the 7:30 break, so stay close, and we will be right back with Linda Stevens. Aging in America.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Monday Morning Mindfulness. I am joined by our guest of the hour, and that would be Linda Stevens. Welcome, Linda. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You look beautiful. I can't hear you. Is my mic turned down? Yep. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I had my audio turned down. I turned it out. I have a tendency to do that, but thank you so much for joining us this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, aging in America, how will you look in your 70s? Well, I can tell you how Linda looks in her 70s, because when I first met her, I almost called the lady a lie when I was introduced to her. Let me tell you about it. I want to thank my girl Jody Susan of Susan Essentials, who will be on tomorrow morning, self-care. Oh, and I'll be on with her. I forgot about that. We're talking about diabetes. But anyway, I met Linda through Susan and I'm Susan. Yeah, through Jody. Where did I get Susan from? Susan, I always get that. Anyway, where were we, Linda, at the Spiritual Awakening Fest in Kenosha, Wisconsin? Yes, and I she talked to me about you before. But she said, "Oh, you're gonna love Linda," and we were supposed to ride together, but that didn't happen. But we all got there together. That's what that was really all about. But let me tell you a little bit about Linda before Linda's resume, bio, whatever you want to call it, it is extensive. So I'm just gonna share with you a little bit about who Linda Stevens is, and I'll let her tell you more. But I was really taken back when I saw the commercial. She is currently senior VP at Pipeline RX, I've heard of that. She's responsible for pharmacy board compliance. See, I never knew there was such a thing. That's why I love this show. I'm always learning something. She was also one of the co-founders of this company, which started in 2009. They are a drugless pharmacy providing remote medication order entry and review nationally for hospitals. Wow, so I can see this is going to be a learning experience today. I knew none of this. She was also the COO for 15 years at RPH, On the Go, a pharmacy staffing company, along with the owner. They built it from $4 million to $40 million during that time. Whoa, she was responsible for sales and operations. Now, this is what got me this paragraph. She says she worked for several years with the founders of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Wow! Preventive, regenerative, integrative medicine, and was with them when they launched the Academy. Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, her bio is extensive, but I will let you speak to her directly and she will tell you some things, because I want to know what you're doing. Because you look too good to be 70. And I shouldn't say that, because you know, Linda, when we grew up in an era, 70, you were bent over on a cane with your head down, with your back bent over. You did not look like you. So excuse me for calling you anything other than what you are, because you are walking, talking, living proof of it. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you for being the guiding light, the spirit that you are, that makes 71 look so good. Girl, what's the secret? Mm-hmm. I read all that stuff. Mm-hmm. What's your secret, girl? Come on now. Tell to me.
Okay. Well, here's the bottom line. I really believe that with the deep connection to God, there is a life force energy that you get. And I was, I think, you know, I stated in my bio to you that as a child I was really sick. I had 3 surgeries by the time I was 11.
Wow.
You know, I've had an appendicitis attack where the infection went through me. I've had my cancer twice, never bad.
Whoa, slow down. Don't just grow right over that. Just don't. Say that again and say that slowly. You had what?
I had cancer 2 times, which I found in very early stages.
Wow.
I had a melanoma, and I also had the beginning stages of cervical cancer.
Wow.
So I never needed radiation or any of that stuff. And in my 40s, when I was young, I was kind of wild. And I had several car accidents, a skiing accident, where I, you know, was doing trauma to my spine. And at age 40, my back gave out. I was in bed for a month. I couldn't move. I mean, it was bad. They told me I'd be in pain the rest of my life. I'd be on pain pills and eventually need surgery. And I was like, no way am I going to live this way. And Maida. I remember I was sitting there very scared, very alone, and I just said to God, God, I will do everything naturally to heal myself. And I put myself in your hands, but I will do my part.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, I am very clear, God put everything naturally on this planet to heal us. I'm just clear about that. And not that I want you to know Western medicine has its place. I am not against it. There's things you need when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found was I kept being led to the practitioners and natural healers that I needed to help heal me. And I found body therapy, Zen body therapy, and I also became a practitioner. But, body work is essential to keep your body youthful because we store our traumas in our tissue. And if you're not, routinely helping yourself get rid of that trauma through body work, and there's so many different kinds out there. There's chiropractic,
mm-hmm.
there's massage, there's myofascia massage, there's Zen body therapy, there's Rolfing, there's, physical therapy, myofascia massage, therapy. I just recovered from a torn rotator cuff where I had regenerative medicine done.
Ooh.
I was looking at it and going, I don't want surgery. They were saying, 6 months, you're tied up, you got to go through physical therapy. And I know people who have done knee replacement, hip replacement, and it doesn't work, And I'm thinking, I was looking for a chiropractor that specialized in shoulders. And I went to this doctor, and he started telling me about stem cell. And I thought, I'm going to try that rather than surgery. And I have full range of motion. See?
Wow.
I mean, it's been amazing. And so that's what I'm saying. I keep being led. But I have to initiate it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Just to step back about my back. Where I'm not kidding you, I felt like back in my 40s, this is when the whole transformation started taking place.
Mm-hmm.
I literally felt like my body was like this, not aligned. And I should remember hearing about Rolfing. And I found a Rolfer in Downers Grove. And I went to him, and after the first session, I felt like I was back together again.
Really?
Yeah, it was like he aligned me. And I started recovering, And I mean, you saw me, Zelda. I'm not kidding you. I feel healthier in my 70s than I did in my 40s.
Wow. And you're very agile.
Yeah. I'm, like, flexible. My back doesn't hurt. I mean, I'm human. Sometimes
right.
I get, if I exercise or do something, I'll have sore muscles. But I'm functional. And flexible, and I plan on, now the thing I am challenged with, I have to get into a really good routine exercise program just to maintain my body as I, continue to age. But there's so many supplements out there. Another chiropractor introduced me to a liquid biocell collagen, which I take daily, and it because at age 40, our bodies quit producing certain things, like collagen production goes down, and that's what keeps the skin youthful.
Oh.
And I started taking liquid biocell collagen every day.
Wow.
And I mean, you can see my skin.
Yes, I can see it.
Yeah, and here's an example. My mom, her skin was thinning, and she'd hit it and she'd bleed, it was getting that thin, and I got her on the liquid biocell, and her skin thickened.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, people, not all collagen is the same, so you want to really make sure you're getting a good one, but it helps the skin stay supple and strong and not thin as you age.
I never heard of liquid BioSil collagen. See there?
Yeah, it's amazing.
See, you just learned one of her secrets. I knew if I got her to talk long enough, she shared something with us.
Yeah. Yeah, liquid BioSil collagen.
Go ahead.
And then I'm on a lot of nutrients, you know. I know Jody Susan's been on with Susan Essential, but one of the things as I was studying was I learned about our cells, how they replicate. And if they're healthy, they replicate healthy. And if they're not healthy, that's how they replicate. So I had heard about the Beamer therapy for a year before I bought it because nobody could explain the science to me. And then when I heard the science, I bought it immediately. I was like, I'm getting one of these because it brings 30% more oxygen to the cell, your nutrients get to the cell, and it removes the toxic waste. So I was like, that's another thing I'm going to get, which is a natural healing. And it keeps my body flexible because it helps the microcirculation where, you know, the blood is getting to where it needs to go. So there's so many things that we can do to keep ourselves youthful, healthy, agile, you know, as we get older. We don't have to age the way people are aging in this country.
Mm-hmm. You are absolutely right because... Well, I'm glad to see that aging has changed because we still see a lot of the elderly that don't look good, and then there's you. So I want to thank you for sharing that little tidbit of information because I'd never heard of that. Also, what is the difference between Rolfing and Reiki? And I know those both have to do with alignment, do they not?
I'm not sure. Reiki, from my understanding, is an energy healing where somebody just works with their energy
over you.
Rolfing is structural integration. As we age and as we have trauma, we store stuff in our body. And what Rolfing does is it goes in and shows people where the pain is stored in their body. And it structurally realigns the fibromyalgia, and it straightens the body out and puts it in alignment.
Okay, you said
The fascia of the body.
What is fascia?
It holds it all together. And it releases trauma in the body, and it realigns the body.
Oh. You see, I'm taking notes here.
Yeah.
Fascia holds the body together.
Yeah, and you know, like on a chicken, that thin, that's fascia.
Oh.
It's around the whole tissue. I'm not quite sure how to explain it, but it's kind of what holds us all together.
Okay. You know? How are you spelling fascia? Is it F-A-S-H-A or C-I-A?
C-I-A.
C-I-A.
I believe.
Okay. Well, I will look that up. Wow.
It's an amazing thing. Amazing. It realigns you. So you're straight. Everything's flowing the way it needs to flow. It's very remarkable work. I trained as a Zen body, in Zen body therapy. The person I trained with trained under Ida Rolf, and then he trained with Moshe Feldenkrais. He brought Moshe Feldenkrais here with the somatic awareness. And Lauren Berry joined articulation work. And then at age 70, he went and studied with the Zen master in Hawaii and brought energy work to it. So he used the Rolfing recipe, and because it's 10 sessions, it works every part of the body, and added the somatic awareness. So you literally, with somatic awareness, can tell what's going on in your body. the more familiar you get with how your body works and how it all gets tied together,
mm-hmm.
you can actually tell when something's out. Like I thought, a lot of times that when I, before I got into all of this, I'd have a pain and I'd go, oh my God, something's wrong with me, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now I know, oh, that's just a muscle. That's just where I don't, you know, think, oh my God, something's wrong with me. I know.
Okay.
And I know where to go to get fixed.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
That does make sense. How are you spelling somatic?
S-O-M-A-C. Oh, boy. I can get all this to you.
Okay, somatic.
The proper spelling.
Somatic
awareness. Somatic awareness.
I never heard of that. Can you talk about that a little more?
Yes. So in Rolfing or in Zen body therapy, when you find trigger points in your body that are hot, when I say that, I mean they're painful.
Okay.
You bring your awareness, your consciousness, you close your eyes, whatever, and you take a breath, and you bring your awareness to that spot in your body. You take a breath, you take it in, and then you release it, and you're sending the breath and the energy to that spot, and it helps release it.
Say that again.
Okay, so let's say somebody was working on my neck, okay,
uh-huh.
and I had pain in my neck.
Uh-huh.
It hurt.
Uh-huh.
So what I would do is I'd close my eyes,
uh-huh.
take in a deep breath while they're working it,
uh-huh.
close my eyes, take a breath, and go, and bring my awareness to my neck and those muscles
mm-hmm,
and help it release.
Wow.
And you're sending messages to your body because we have total control
mm-hmm.
through our body connection.
Mm-hmm. And we just don't know it.
We don't. We haven't been trained.
Right. Until today. And it's wonderful that you would get to this age in life and be so aware. I think that's what the difference is, Linda. It's like you're just not letting life happen and accept all of the issues that are going on in your body, but doing something about it and having a conversation with your body, mind, spirit. That's the clue. That's the trick.
I have a mantra that I can share it.
Please.
It's my prayer. I'm whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. I'm a child of God, a being of light.
Yes.
I'm a vessel for God to use to bring his love and light into the world.
Yes. I love that. And you remove any doubt or confusion that's in the air, in the stressed areas in the body, because you just spoke it into existence. And you said something twice about trauma. And I think that's very important because I talked about trauma just a teeny-weeny bit, talking about the commercial, the upcoming broadcast on July 28th through August 1st with featuring Dr. Gabor Mate. He talks about the wisdom of drama and how, I've heard him on Viata's show, which comes on health and well-being on Friday morning. From 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And she talked about Dr. Gabor Mate, and I went and looked him up right away. He talks about addiction and how they start and how we can overcome them. So that's why we have got, everybody who's watching this has got to see this series. It's The Wisdom of Trauma, July 28th through August 1st. And it also gives you a rebroadcast showing of the talk on trauma. It's a teaching series, so be sure and mark your calendar for that. And you be sure and mark your calendar while we go to our next commercial break and text someone, call someone the old-fashioned way. Girl, Linda Stevens, you got to tune into the show this morning. Linda Stevens is on, and she's giving us tricks of the trade. You know, wonder why she looks so good the way she looks, because she knows a few things. And I want to talk about that when we come back, because Linda, we don't realize, well, some of us do, some of us don't, that when you get a little older, you got to do a little work, just a little work on your body. And it's not a bad thing. It's not heavy. It just needs to be done. So you stay close, and while we're in a commercial break, send somebody, call somebody and text them, tell them we got tricks of the trade on how to stay young, looking gracefully, aging in America, because we have Linda Stevens on the show. So stay
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and I'm joined by Linda Stevens, Aging in America. How would you look in your 70s? If you're joining us on social media this morning, yes, we're on Facebook Live, HLN TV show. When you see that little logo, you'll know you're at the right place. And also on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV show. And also on Instagram, I am Zelda Speaks. No, it's not I am. It's just Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U. But we also have a new Instagram page. It's called hln.homeless.project. That is a project that I designed. Many people know that my little brother was murdered in 2019 by another homeless man. And I became very aware of the homelessness in Chicago. I know it's all over the world, but to see it in your face and to have it up front and be connected to it, it makes a difference. It makes you think, Linda, when you go to sleep at night, that while you're sleeping in your bed comfortably, somebody's sleeping on the ground with a rat, with a bug in their ear. So that is our commitment at that Higher Learning Network, is to help the homeless. We toured the city. There's about a dozen that I didn't even know about. I just knew about the one on Roosevelt and Canal, because that's the one where my little brother was murdered. But they're all over the place. Anyway, so if you want to donate, all donations are tax deductible. Just go to our Instagram page, hln.homeless www.thepowertotransform.project. If you're listening online, would like to join the conversation, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Let's go to the phone line, area code 336-350. You're live on The Female Solution. What's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your comment for our guest, Linda, Aging in America? How will you look in your 70s? Hi, who's this? Yeah.
Grand Rising, Sister Zelda.
Yes, Mama AZ. Hi, welcome. How are you, dear?
There's a lot of static in the background there. I can hardly hear Linda. And greetings to you, Linda. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you just fine.
Okay. I want to know, I didn't understand it completely. Linda, are you a rougher now? Do you do roughing for people?
She says, do you do roughing? Are you a rougher? Do you do roughing for people?
Not at this time, but I know somebody who, actually I do Zen body therapy.
Oh.
That's what I was trained in. And Rolfing's good, too, okay? There's
okay.
Not that many Zen body therapists.
Mm.
But there is a gentleman in the Chicagoland area, John Bannock, who does Zen body therapy.
Now, Mama,
and I'm sure there's Rolfers. I just don't know of any.
Yes. Mama AZ is calling from Arizona. She's not in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm sure I could find somebody for her.
Okay.
If she'd like that.
Did you hear her, Mama AZ?
Okay, I think I heard her say she could probably find me somebody. I'm in Tucson, and it's a lot of static, so just connect with me, Sister Zelda, because I think I heard her say that Rolfing got her back in alignment. I've been aware of Rolfing since the late 70s, early 80s, and it may be something that can help me in this chapter of my life. So just reach out to me, Sister Zelda, and let's see what we can find or who we can find here in Tucson, Arizona. Okay, I'm going to mute. Because for some reason it's a lot of static and it's kind of irritating.
Yeah, it's
my
on your end. It's not on this end.
Okay.
We hear you live. Okay, we'll mute you. Thank you so much, Mama AZ, for calling in from Arizona. And, yeah, so she will need somebody in that area. So she will work on that for you, Mama AZ. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that information. If you'd like, Okay, if you'd like to join the conversation, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we will take your call. Before we went to break, you were talking about the Zen body training, finding your trigger point. So what's a trigger point?
A trigger point is when a person who's doing the body work will touch an area in your body, like, and you go, oh, you know, it's real painful.
Okay.
That's what we call a trigger point.
Oh, okay.
It's like they will find, you know, we can find areas where the muscle is just like, you know, real tight and painful, and it's, we call that a trigger point.
Okay, okay. Now, for those who may not be familiar with, I like to refer to this as alternative medicine, but alternative therapy. And why is it important? Well, for one thing, half the world is doped up on opioids, so. I think I just answered that question, but I think I'll let you expound on it. How about that?
Yeah. Well, here's what's interesting. I do go for regular checkups and, you know, all that. And when it's funny, when I go in, they go, what medications are you on? And I go, none. And they go, impossible at your age.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they tell me in the doctor's office, and working for pharmacists, that was really a turning point also, that had me start looking at alternative supplements and, you know, other healing modalities. Pharmacists would tell me anything short-term is useful, but when you start taking it long-term, that's when the side effects kick in of the drugs. So a lot of our, you know, again, drugs help when you need them, you know, in emergencies. But long-term, we're not giving the body what it needs. The body is remarkable.
Mm.
If you give the body what it needs, it knows what to do to heal.
But we have been conditioned in Western medicine anyway. I can't speak for any other cultures, but I know this culture. We have been conditioned that doctors, especially when we were kids, that doctors are like God.
I'm telling you, there are so many healing supplements, herbs. It's amazing. One of the books I got when I first started was Prescription for Natural Healing. And a doctor wrote it, an MD, and he listed all the diseases, you know, that are common. And then he put what nutrients and what dosages you should take to heal it, and herbs and stuff. So that was my Bible in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an amazing book. And it gives you the, you know, the symptoms of it, you know, of a disease. It gives you the essential nutrients you should take, the important nutrients you should take, and then, you know, others that could help.
No.
And that's called Prescription for Natural Healing.
I think, is that a big, thick book?
Yeah.
I had that book, and I let somebody see it, and I haven't seen that book since. I just thought, because I remember the big, it almost looked like a phone book. It was so big.
Yeah, it's real big. It's but that has so much information in it. It's unbelievable. It explains what herbs do. It explains what the different nutrients do. It's, and, you know, I just encourage everybody, take your health into your hands. You know, there are things you can do. There's another treatment that I loved. It's called Nexalin, and it's transcranial electrotherapy stimulation of the hypothalamus gland in the brain.
Ooh.
And if people are dealing with concussions or post-traumatic stress, stuff like that, it's a natural way to help that. And they can't say that because of the, you know, our three-letter friend.
Right.
But my husband, he had Parkinson's, and he was having trouble walking. And we did the sessions on him, and he was walking again.
Wow.
Now, he was pretty stubborn, and he wouldn't keep it up. It probably was something like Parkinson's. You'd have to routinely go back and get treatment, you know?
Okay.
But it doesn't hurt. You sit there for, you put a pad here and a pad here, and you're hooked up to this device. You don't feel a thing, and it resets the hypothalamus. And what happens in the brain is the brain will come up with different pathways to get to where it needs to go to send the right signals. So that's another treatment that I found very beneficial. I did it myself, and it really helped my back and everything. Like, you know, it just straightened me up.
People have lots of back problems again. Can you repeat that again? What was the name of the therapy?
It's called Nexalin therapy, N-E-X-L-I-N therapy. I don't know that there's many places that are offering it. But that was another one that was just really quite remarkable that I did.
And why do you think that it's not readily available to people who need it? Why is that?
It's not a drug.
Oh.
Oh. No
do
more.
I need to say
no.
more?
No, you do
you
not.
You know, you got to fight to get it out there.
No, you do not. You need not say anything else. I get that. I get that loud and clear. Wow. That is some powerful information. If you're aging, if you're living in America and you're aging and you don't like the way you look, then you really need to, I'm going to post a lot of this. On,
I can get you a lot of, I'll send you, you know, the correct spellings, and if there's any practitioners, I'll get that together for you. So
okay, though. Thank you so very much, because I know people are going like, okay, where's the information? Are you going to put on your blog, Zelda? Yes, I am going to put it on my blog. It will be on Zelda Speaks. Let me pull it up for you. ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. So all of the information.
Yeah, and I want to share one other thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Meditation is key, guys.
Yeah.
To bring yourself into a calm, you know, internal peace. And there are programs out there that you can do that really help you transform into a person who, you know, can easily do that type of thing. I did a seminar called Love's Awakening.
Ooh.
And that's where I really found my connection to God in such a powerful way. The energy of God came in. And it's all love. It's the energy of love.
I love that.
And I left there not believing in God, but knowing God.
Ooh, that makes
I mean, it was
difference.
That powerful.
That makes a difference.
And I try to do a seminar every year just to keep my connection going, and the meditation is very powerful that they teach. There's so many different kinds of meditations for people to try to find one that works for them. Do you know? It's the key
It's a personal choice.
Yeah.
It's a personal choice.
Really key, I think, you know, my experience.
And I agree with you. That is one of the things, the meditation, you know, meditation just came to me. I had not intended on putting it here in the show, but one day I was doing the show and something just said to me, just start breathing and share it with the audience. I'm like, really? Who
yeah.
wants to sit here and watch me breathe? But people like it, so keep doing it.
Yeah, because the breath is our life force.
Yes. We live
it's our life force.
And we learn. And when we're sharing that, too, on the Higher Learning Stress Relief Virtual Spa Experience, if you want more information, just go to the website, higherlearningnetwork.org, or you can email me, info@higherlearningnetwork.org. And I forgot about Linktree, too. There's a Linktree address there. Let's go to the phone line, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak if you'd like to join the conversation. Aging in America, how will you look in your 70s? 847, as we go to the phone lines, opening up 847-738. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Jody Susan.
Hey,
I'm calling
hi.
From Great Lake. Hello, sisters.
That's
How
Jody.
You?
Susan, can you hear?
Yeah. Hi, Joan.
Hi. So, first of all, I'm so excited that you're on the show, Linda, and not a question, just a story to share about Linda Stevens and how amazing she is. So back in 2016, I was disabled basically at the time. And Linda was so kind. She used to pick me up and we would go to like landmark education seminars together because, you know, you got to have a healthy mind.
Yeah.
And I had two torn rotator cuffs and I was contemplating surgery. And so we're sitting in her car, which is like her space, right? And she's telling me about how I don't have to have surgery and there's other ways to heal your rotator cuff. And I literally looked at her in her car. Now, Linda and I have known each other, what, Linda, like 30 years or something? And I told her she was batshit crazy. Well, I have to tell you, I never had surgery. Thank you, Linda Stevens. My rotator cuff healed beautifully using, you know, plants and energy. So,
plants and what did you say?
Well, energy, right? So things
and
like
energy.
She and I have, Yeah, well, so we have used pulse electromagnetic frequencies. I don't know if we're using the name of the device on the show. I'm just going to err on the side of safety. But we use pulse electromagnetic frequency devices. Both Linda and I use a lot of really high quality vitamins, know how to source your vitamins. But Linda's been doing this. Like, Linda's been doing this way before I ever got started. Linda is the, Linda, I didn't come in until just now in the show about 10 minutes ago. Did you tell them about the Zen body therapy that you had done, or?
She said, did you tell us about the Zen body therapy?
Yes, I did.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Okay, so sorry that I missed the first part of the show. We're getting ready to bring the technology of Place of Peace to a doctor this morning. So, but anyways, I'm so happy you're up there. You look exquisite.
Yes,
and,
she does. She looks fabulous.
Yeah, and I'm so excited that you're sharing with everybody the things that you do to radiate every day, right? Because you radiate so,
mm-hmm.
like that. So.
Now, I want to share something with both of you ladies in the black community, indigenous people, African-American community, whatever you want to call us. We are the indigenous people, but we have a saying in our community, yeah, and I'm going to say it because I can be transparent and I can take the aftermath along with it, and that is that we say in our community, because of the melanin in our skin, we have a tendency to age differently. We don't age really. We don't wrinkle that much. So in our community, thing that goes that says black don't crack. Have you ever heard that before?
I love it. I haven't heard that, no.
Really?
I love it.
I've not heard it either.
You haven't heard it either? See, that's why it's my responsibility.
Well, I know of the concept, Zelda.
Yeah.
I totally know of the concept.
Okay.
But I never heard of the saying. I mean, but the truth is, I have so many friends, even prior to meeting you, who are, you know, not fair-skinned, right, like me or Linda. And I do think that you guys have it easier. But, like, the Jewish community has it easier because they have, what is it, melatonin that's in the skin?
Yes. Oh, wow.
So it is, I mean, but Linda doesn't have that. She's really
no.
white, right?
Yes. Linda's skin is pale is what it is referred to. And I have never seen, and that's not a derogatory remark, it's just
an observance
from my limited thinking. I don't know what else to call it because that's what the indigenous Indians call people of Caucasian ancestry. They would say pink people or what was the other word they used? Pale. I just said it. Pale. Pale.
Pale.
And it's like I never even knew that there was a color. I was doing some training some years ago, and I didn't know that there were variations of color. Just like in the black community, you got light, dark brown in between, you know, jet black, coal black, high yellow, you know, the mulattoes. I didn't know that there was a difference in the skin tones in white skin. I just thought everybody was white or pink. I didn't know. That's what, when you're uninformed, you don't know these things. But I did learn that. Our sister Viata says, Grand Rising. She says, when we're talking about prescriptions, she says, cereals are the worst. Steroids are the worst. And she says, yes, prescription for natural healing was a major reference in the health food store.
Yep.
Because if you don't do something for your skin now, they're going to give you something to do with it later, and it may not be for your best interest. So you might want to keep that in. So.
Well, the most important thing about the skin is as your body quits producing the amount of collagen that you produce when you're young, the skin thins. And that's what, you know, you don't want, because that's where, you know, like my mom, she would just hit her arm, like, and it would cut it and bleed.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, as you age, our skin thins. And And because of the lack of collagen, now everybody's different. You know, everybody's different. That's the key with health. Everybody's different. So you have to do what works for you, you know.
Yes, I do.
But skin
thins
because we're not producing the collagen we used to.
Right. What did you say, Jody?
What does Linda think about staying hydrated?
What do you think about staying hydrated?
Oh, it's key. It's key. We don't, you know, I drink a ton of water every day.
Mm-hmm. And I hear people say that all the time, that they don't drink water. I'm like, you don't, then how are you living?
Yeah.
If you don't like water, put some, you know, they've got everywhere you go, especially like Mariano's and these other stores, everywhere you go, you see cucumbers in the water, you see lemon in the water, you see kiwi in the water, you see everything in the water. You don't like the water, put something in it, but you have to drink water.
And filter it. Filter it, right?
Yes, and filter it, too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you take a look at Linda's skin, I just want to, like, let people know. So she filters her shower water and she filters her drinking water, which means she's not getting all the toxins and pharmaceutical drugs that everybody else is drinking if they're not filtering their water, or if they are drinking bottled water, right? Because you're getting that in bottled water too, because that's not filtered.
Yeah.
So.
The bottle is toxic. You drink it from plastic. And you're thinking you're doing something. And you see everybody walking around with plastic bottles. And even worse, they stick the plastic bottles in the freezer.
Right.
And there adds another component of toxicity to the water. It's like you can't win for losing. So what are the alternatives? You got to get a water filter system. And I'll be posting that on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. A lot of this information that we're sharing today, you can find on Susan Essentials, and I'm going to type that in there too. SusanEssentials.com. You know, my.
I'll actually send a link to you, or I'll send a link to you so you can have it on our water filtration systems, because it removes, I think, like 220 different contaminants, up to 220, depending on which filter you're getting, shower or tap or whole house, and keeps in the minerals. Linda can talk about mineral deficiency. Linda, why don't you share about how our bodies are minerally deficient, because you're so smart.
Neurodeficiency. Never heard that one before.
No, mineral. Sorry.
Oh, mineral.
We're speaking. Mm-hmm. We're mineral deficient.
Minerals are key for our health, and I hate to say it, but we've depleted our soil.
Mm.
And that's where the food would get the minerals from.
Mm.
You know, the soil.
Mm.
And it's very important that we're providing our bodies. That's why I said the body is amazing if you give it what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, here's the other thing I want to be very clear about. Not all supplements are the same. You really have to do some research and make sure you're getting supplements that are absorbable, responsibly produced. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not all the same. And
also capsules versus tablets.
Yeah.
Tablets.
I try to get liquid.
I do too.
I try my best to get liquid supplements. And,
it goes right into the bloodstream immediately. It doesn't have to take that.
There's one, Zelda, I'll send you information on. You can post, called Supermax.
Spell it.
I was fortunate to find a guy who was just so knowledgeable, and he turned me on to this. And it has amino acids. It has all the vitamins. Minerals. It has everything in it. And it's carbon-based, so it's absorbable. The molecules are small enough that the cells absorb it.
It's carbon-based, so it's absorbable.
Yeah. I think that's the terminology. But what I'm trying to say is the molecules of this, the liquid vitamin, are small enough that they can be absorbed into the cell, which is key, because you can take vitamins, and if the molecules are too big, your cell won't absorb it. That's why I say it's very important you find, you know, vitamins that are produced in a way that they're absorbable and responsibly produced.
And you said something very important about our bodies are carbon-based. And I want you to talk about that when we come back after our last commercial break. And if you're on the line, and we're gonna, when we come back, we're gonna take 779-801. We're gonna take your call. But first, we're gonna go to our last commercial break. So you just stay close, and we'll be right back.
We all say we would like to be wealthy. But wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
How will you look in your 70s? Will you look this good? You need to know, honey, there was a whole lot of things involved. She just didn't wake up beautiful, even though she was born beautiful. She had to do something to keep that beauty intact. So just...
I want to say I never started doing anything until I reached age 40.
Wow. And that's just about the age, 40s, 50s, you really begin to notice changes in your body.
Yeah.
So what was the first change you experienced? I want you to think about that question. Let's get this call, 779-801. You're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your comment? Aging in America.
Grand Rising. Grand Rising, this is Maisha. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling. Is that Maika?
It is.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling.
I want to thank your guest for sharing so many secrets or unknowns.
Yeah. Did you hear
Zen
for sharing
therapy.
Secrets. Go ahead, Maika.
Yes, the question I want to ask is, does she have any insight into color therapy, using, you know, red light therapy, purple light therapy, things like that? I just want to, that's all I want to know.
Do you, her question is, do you know anything or do you participate anything about color therapy?
Do you mean like the light therapy? Light therapy?
Red light therapy. Purple
red light
therapy.
Yeah. I haven't done much of it, but I know people who have, and I know red light therapy is good to have hair, you know, those caps they show on TV with the red light to help with growth. That is, that happens. People's hair grows back. I have used laser therapy, which, you know, for injuries and stuff, and that really works. And I believe red light therapy is good for the skin. But I haven't used much of it, but that's what I've heard.
That's what she's heard. I don't know a lot about red. I never heard of red light therapy, but I do know about color therapy. My girlfriend and former business partner has a therapy coloring book for adults, and she has a series of them. I've got about three or four of them, but this is one of them, and she uses this for stress relief. When you're stressed out and you just want to feel better about yourself, you can open it up and do some coloring. She has journal prompts. I'm writing my dream and making it come true, and then you color what it is you want on the other page. So that's what I know about color therapy, and she has overwhelming success, and that's ronsway.com. I need to put that up for those who are interested in color therapy. Did you have a certain therapy in mind? Oh, you did say red light therapy, Maika.
Well, she said purple light therapy, which they say is good for people with varicose veins and things like that. I don't know a whole lot about it. I got a lot of lasers, but I don't, you know, and I use them from time to time. And then there's a system whereby you can take these color platelets, like, and put it up against your chest and then take a white light and put the color into your body. Those kind of therapies are available also because our bodies need color, different colors from time to time.
I haven't heard of that. That's very interesting.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that, Maika, because I had no idea. See, that's why I love this show, and that's why I love my sisters, because I tell you all the time, this is not about me. This is about the message that comes through this vehicle of a body, because I am always...
Iridology. Has she ever used iridology as a
diagnostic? Have you ever used iridology, technostic, Linda? I have heard of, I had an iridologist do a reading for me some years ago, and she looked into the pupils of my eyeballs. What do you call those things? Yeah, eyeballs.
The iris.
Yes.
The white part of
the eye. And she told me some things. I was like, how do you know that? You don't even know me. She says, the eyes tell all. I was like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they do.
Wow. So,
well, thank you so much, Zelda.
Thank you.
I learned something new.
Yeah, we learn something new every day. And thank you, Maika. I saw that I missed your call yesterday. I apologize for that. Sunday yesterday was my bid with day in the park. I was in the park all day, and I was DJing on my cell phone, and I can't answer the phone when I'm DJing. And I saw I had a bunch of missed calls, and I should have put something on there that says I'll call you back tomorrow, but... It was so hot, I couldn't even think straight. But I'm very... So just want to let you know, sis, I did get your call, and I will call you later. So thank you so very much for calling
thank
in. That's
Sister
Naika, who has left the Female Solution. She is on another journey at this point in her life, and she is just all over the world teaching. And Maika also does EFT. She helped me out in an emergency once. I didn't even know what EFT was until I came to the Female Solution to host this show. And what does EFT mean? Emotional freedom technique, yeah.
Right, emotional freedom technique. It's an energy technique.
Tapping. Oh, I hear that. Really good.
Yes.
Tapping.
And it worked because I had to call Maika one day. I had an emergency. It's like I had to go get my chiropractor. But while I was waiting on the chiropractor to call me back, we did some tapping, and it opened up some things. So, whew, I was able to walk, because it's no fun when you can't walk. Can't get to the chiropractor. You can't get to the Zen therapist. You can't get to anybody because you can't move. You need some help immediately. And Maika was only a phone call away, so I am very grateful for that, Maika. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you.
Kwame Sunhorse would say thank you. Thank you, sis. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak if you'd like to share something this morning. Did I get 779-801? Did I get that call? Or was that Maika? Is that you, Maika?
Yeah, that's Maika.
Okay, I'm sorry. 771-779. In case I forgot to mention, it's 8:41. We've got about 15 minutes here, and I do apologize. I've just been learning so much this morning. It's like I want to talk about your landmark experience, too. Be sure and join us tomorrow morning, Tuesday, for self-care with Jody Toussaint of Toussaint Essentials. I'll be joining her on that show tomorrow, so you be sure and tune in from 7 Central Standard Time until 9 a.m. And on Wednesday, it's Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid, Repairing Family Relationships. And on Thursdays, it's the Women's Roundtable. That's all of the sisters on the platform, those who show up and cheer. And on Friday, Health and Wellbeing with Viata. And on Saturdays, it's a whole other show. We are not on at 7 o'clock in the morning. We are on at noon until 2 p.m. The first Saturday is with our London correspondent, Jana. She's from London, England. Effective communication, something like that. Forgive me, I don't have the exact words right here in front of me. What's next? I'm having a moment here. I'm so hot, I can't think straight. Third Saturday is Move Around with Deborah. Fourth Saturday is Wisdom with Mama D. And Wisdom with Mama D is always enlightening. And I did tell you, Deborah is our own travel agent here. But anyway, all the shows are in the archives, 24/7. You can always go back and listen to them. BlogTalkRadio.com, The Female Solution. And you can be sure and tune in tomorrow, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. I want to talk about Landmark, because that was in your bio, too. We didn't talk about everything that was in your bio, because you just got so much going on. I was blessed with the opportunity. I didn't go, well, I did take training. But one of the most important things that I learned in Landmark is that you're a story. Your story.
Mm-hmm.
And you carry that story with you. And if that story doesn't serve you, why are you still operating out of that story?
Yeah.
We all got a story.
We all do.
And we all love telling it. I said,
yes.
Quit telling it, put it in a book, and make some money off of it. How about that? Because your story, you know, people get tired of hearing your story. Oh, woe is me. We don't want to hear that. There's enough depression in the world to keep everybody in trauma.
Yeah.
Forever. So what drew you to Landmark, and what was that experience like for you, and why?
Well, I did the S training back in 1978 when Werner Earhart was still involved in the organization.
The S training.
S training.
And what is the S training?
And Landmark training came out of the S training. When Werner left, they renamed it and it changed somewhat. What drew me to it? I was 28 at the time, and I was going through a really lot of change in my life. And it's a funny story.
That's okay. We can use a laugh.
So I was separated from my husband. We were getting a divorce. I ended up remarrying him, but that's another story.
Oh, wow.
But at the time, I went out on a date, and this guy wanted to go to bed. And it was a first date, and I said, forget it,
Really?
And he threw this book at me, and he said, here, you need this. And it was a booklet on the S training. And I was like, wow. So a friend of mine, brother was in town, and she called me, and I wasn't working at the time, so I was very low on funds, And she said, can you drive my brother to a seminar? And I said, I don't have the gas money. She goes, I'll give you the money, da-da-da. So I said, okay, I'll go. And I went in. And I drove him, and he said, there's a seminar that you can attend while I'm in mine so you don't have to drive back. So I said, okay, I'll go in. And I went in, and I'm signing up, and these two leaders came around the corner, and there was something in their eyes. There was a presence. I looked at them, and I went, whoa, what is this? And I went to the guest seminar, and who's there assisting is this guy who threw the book at me.
You're kidding me.
No, I cracked up. I said, oh, my God. And I ended up giving him the last $50 on a credit card I had for, my deposit. I had no idea how I was going to pay for the rest of it. And I have to tell you, I almost didn't do it because I didn't have the money to pay the balance, and that day I got my credit card statement, and they increased it exactly by the amount of money I needed to pay for the training.
Wow.
Yeah, and I did it, and it changed my life.
Wow.
It gives you a whole new perspective on how to view life, beyond what you know.
Right.
And, I ended up being on staff for 4 years, and I became a training supervisor instructor, so I was in the course for years every weekend supervising.
Oh.
And it really taught me anything is possible. You can do anything you want. You just have to be willing to learn it.
Mm.
I don't have a college degree, but I've built a company. I've started companies. I have done more stuff to, that I never thought I could do, and I didn't know how to do it, but through the training I got at Landmark, I learned, and that's why, I've learned about my health.
Mm.
It teaches you to take responsibility for your life.
Yeah.
And question, and don't have the past determine your future.
Oh, my God. Could you say that last sentence again, please?
Don't let your past determine your future.
We as a people are so stuck in the past, and it is not our fault. But we can do something about it.
The thing that saddens me is there is this whole body of knowledge about being human, and that they don't teach.
Mm-mm. You got to learn that on your own.
Kind of like a hidden secret.
Yes, it is.
Because people, if they only knew this information, they don't have to be stuck.
And they can
learn anything.
You can learn anything.
And you just have to be willing to learn it.
And who says you have to be in a formal classroom to learn it? That's what I love about YouTube. Anything you need to know, it's on YouTube. Anything. And it doesn't mean it's always right either. You have to learn, you have to have the power of discernment.
Discernment.
As well.
You know, that's the other thing. When you're responsible, you learn discernment.
Yes.
You shut things out, you know?
And to trust your inner judgment that the decision that you're going to make for whatever your issue is that you will make the right decision and not doubt yourself.
Yeah. And, but that is so key. Anybody listening, especially if you're young, you can do anything. You just have to be willing to learn and go through what you need to go through to become it.
I want you to go back and explain. We were talking about carbon-based bodies. What?
No, the vitamin is carbon-based.
The vitamin is carbon-based.
The vitamin. The vitamin is carbon-based.
As I'm looking at, is the human body carbon-based? It says on, this is on Google, it says every part of your body is made up of chains and carbon atoms, which is why we are known as carbon-based life forms.
Yes.
Chemically, we're just a bunch of inert compounds. What breathes life into us? The answer is the relationship between the molecules of energy and the nutrients, which are fueled by carbon and water. Carbon is open.
And that's why the vitamin is carbon-based, so the body can absorb it.
Now, one of our callers sent me a text. Are you familiar with the word melanemic?
No.
Let me be sure I'm spelling this right. M-E-L-A-N-I-N-I-M-I-C, Jane Elliott. This is what he sent me, talking about melanemic with Jane Addams. Oh, when we were talking about the, when I was saying your skin was pale.
Uh-huh.
That's the video that he sent me that, and I wanted to share that because I was trying to explain exactly what that was, and it's like I didn't have the right words for it. So I found it, and I'm going to share it. And he's talking about in class with Jane Elliott. I'm not white. Are you familiar with Jane Elliott?
No.
Well, you're about to be, so here we go. I am going to pull up this file so that we can see it. Oh, that's the wrong one. Bear with me here. I have a tendency to share screen. That's what I need to do. Jane Elliott is a speaker, a trainer, an author, and so it's being talked about on this show, so here we go.
The one and only Jane Elliott, welcome. Well, thank you, and I'm glad you said experiences to advance things you're looking up.
Yes, yeah, last time you, man, I felt like I was in class. I got my knuckles wrapped. It was terrible.
Okay, now you're going to learn something else today. What map do you have on the wall behind you? Is that the Mercator projection?
This is the map that has Africa bigger than it should be, but it's not five times bigger, which is what it should be.
No. Like how big is Greenland? That's what's important. How big is Greenland on that map?
No. Well, where is it?
Well, so you get rid of that map just as soon as you can, because South America is actually nine times larger than Greenland.
Wow.
That's a fact. South America is nine times larger than Greenland, but we've been using that map for many years to show white people that they are the largest people, the largest group of people, because they have the most land on the earth, and it's not true. So you need to get the Peters Projection map. Write that down. Peters Projection map. P-E-T-E-R-S. Peters Projection map. And you can get it from capital O, capital D, capital T, maps.com. Everybody should have that map because they now have that map in the Boston Public School classrooms because the Mercator map is so incorrect. Okay?
All right. Let me ask you this.
Okay, go ahead.
Almost 60 years ago, 50-something years ago, you did this, this brilliant exercise. But here we are, 2020, and not much has changed. Why is that?
Okay, now.
Number one, I didn't invent the exercise. I learned it from Adolf Hitler. And that's why when you look out of your house in your window today and you watch what's happening, you walk down the street, you watch television, you listen to our fearless leader, you don't understand until you catch on that what's happening now is exactly what Hitler did in Germany from 1933 until 1945. And there's a reason for that, because this person has in his bedside table in a locked drawer the writings of Adolf Hitler. Now, the reason why things are so similar now to what they were then is because he is using techniques that he learned from the experts in dividing and conquering people. You need to realize that, and I think most people don't. For the last 3 years, I've thought, this is Hitlerian. What in the devil is going on? And then, and I thought it was hysterical. I thought it was wrong. And then I read the book, When at Times the Mob is Swayed, by Bert Newborn. Everybody has to read that book, When at Times the Mob is Swayed. And you're going to learn something that you wish you didn't know. But you are also going to learn something, if you read it in the next 2 months, that will change the way you vote. You will say no to the people who are trying to take away votes from Joe Biden. I have no love for Joe Biden or anybody else in politics, but those who are going to either not vote or vote for somebody other than Joe Biden need to realize that those who forget the mistakes of the past.
Jane Elliott is, I believe, if I could be wrong, but I'm going to post that on my blog because it is extensive, but she talked about white people. She says, I am not I'm not a white person. I'm not white. I have melanemia. And do you know what melanemia is? Have you ever heard that expression? She says, I'm not white. I have melanemia. That means a lack of melanin in her skin. And she's the researcher who came up with the brown-eyed, blue-eyed study. Have you heard of that? Where people were prejudiced against people with brown eyes, were prejudiced against people with blue eyes. It's a whole study, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And she breaks it down. I love Jane Elliott. She's a little radical in her thoughts, but I love her just the same. So I'm going to post all that information on my blog. I wanted to get to the part where she was talking about her being melanin, but I'll put it on my blog so that way you can see it. It is 8:57. We have run out of time. This has been so informative, but I want you to give our listeners and our viewers some closing thoughts. I've got tons of information to put on the website, but in the meantime, if you could give us a closing thought.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, and this is just stuff I've learned over the years of doing my own research and taking responsibility for my health, and I encourage everybody to really don't just listen to a doctor. You know, do some research. Find out what you have. Find out if there's a natural, you know, try it first. You know, I always say try the natural approach first. There's so many healing modalities out there to help people be well. And I just encourage everybody to do that. We have to be responsible for our own health in this day and age.
And you can't wait on anybody to do that for you because you are responsible for you. You are responsible for what goes in your mouth. If you do not have a garden, you are eating fake food.
Mm-hmm.
Simple, period, just like that. So be sure to check out ZeldaRobinson.TowelGarden.com as I play our closing.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution.
On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakor. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Hearing from you so I can tape some more of those tips on my blog, velvetspeaksthatwordpress.com. Keep doing what you're doing, girl, because it looks good on you. I want to look like you when I'm 71, so thank you very much. Namaste, my sister. I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'll see you next time.
I'll send you that information.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, namaste.
Bye-bye.
Peace. Well, that was my sister of the skin, melanin, 71 years young and looking good, and she has given me all the tips. You see, I got a page of stuff I've written down, okay? And I got to put all this on my blog just for you, so thank you so much for sharing this blog, because somebody somewhere needs this information. If you want to put some comments in before I leave, you can do that too. So, go to the blog, velvetspeaks.wordpress.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Please like and share this video. Oh, and go to our new Instagram page. I need to put that up there so you can see it too. We are always in Instagram. What is it? HLN.homeless.project. Is that it? Yeah. Let me be sure. We are raising funds for the homeless. We are always raising funds for the homeless. That and the Teen Talent Contest. And we are always in need of, well, they're always in need. So if they're in need, we're in need because we're responsible for them whether we want to be or not. And I want to be sure I have that right. That is HLN.homeless.project. Right. That's what it is. There it is. Instagram. HLN.homeless.project. And you can go there and you can bid on items. No, you can buy items. This is not a bidding site. We're working on the bidding site. But you can go there and order items and we'll ship them out to you, and we accept Zelle and PayPal and all the others. So if you need information, just call me at 312-409-6619 or just go to the site, Instagram, hln.homeless.project, and I will be putting everything on our blog today on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So until next Monday, when we can do it all over again, be sure and get you some. I want to turn this around so y'all can see my husband making faces at me. You want to come make a face here this morning? No, come on over here and make a face. Let people see how goofy you are in the morning. Come on over here, Goofy. Say hi to the people. See, I've been trying to get him to do a show with me. He said one was enough. I said one is not enough. Come say hi, honey. Come say hi to the people. No, come on camera.
come on, sweating before I run all the color off of me off. Come say hi.
Good morning. How y'all doing now? Good morning, America, and everybody everywhere.
All over the world.
All over
the world. Now, you see, when I'm in the middle of a show and I just bust out and start laughing for no reason at all, that's why I laugh, because he's always making funny faces. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you. I am most grateful for that you tuned in and that you will share this with somebody, because the information that we have is priceless. Doesn't cost you anything. So just check out my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Stay on purpose, stay in power, stay tuned to your next Monday Morning Mindfulness next Monday, where we will have the first Monday of the month, Lionel Abdul-Hawk, and we'll be talking about movies. And I think we're going to be talking about Billy Holiday. So you stay close. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, stay tuned to more of Higher Learning, and make it a great day. And go get some sun. I'm sweating like a pig, and you should too, because it sweats all the poisons out the body, and that's what you need. Not a damn shot. Oops, did I say it? Sorry. Y'all have a good day. Peace. Namaste. Hotel. The law. This is how we do it. Good. Okay, I can get out of that. Damn. Okay, whoo-wee.